Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Petal. And the reason why I decided to do this is pretty simple, because the guy needs some help. He had some issues with Itch, and he's on Steam, and basically, if you like this, pick it up. I think it's still on Itch. I know that they've delisted everything, but you can also pick up A Moment of Bliss on Steam and support him directly. This is Lockhart. So definitely pick this game up if you like it. These are the kind of games I think that they're not gonna, I don't know. I don't think he really cares if they go down, but maybe it'll go back on Steam eventually. I have no earthly idea what's gonna happen. But I will say, if you like this game, buy A Moment of Bliss, because that's going to support him directly. And you can just find this wherever. Okay. Hey, Master, I'm all finished and ready for breakfast. It looks like you tidied up in here. You were right. It didn't take any time at all to clean this place up a bit. I hope you like cereal. I looked for the one with the least amount of sugar. Wow, that's a hard job these days. Perfect. I prefer a light breakfast anyway. I always feel bogged down if I eat too much in the morning. I have some bad news, Petal. Oh, what's the matter? The storm last night laid out a thick layer of snow. We won't be able to go anywhere until it clears up. We'll be stuck inside for a while. Boy, I'd rather be where they're at than this 110 degree weather. That's literally how hot it is right now. You're not just saying that to get out of skiing, are you? I know your tricks, mister. You can't fool me. If you point a spoon at someone, you'd better be prepared to use it. I don't think I won't be prepared. I've been spooned before. And forked! And knived as well, dammit. What? That's inappropriate, master. Wait, that came out wrong. And ladled! What's wrong with you? I thought you were a professional comedian, but now I see you're a professional pervert. Mulligan, I want a do-over. Let me try again. I can do better. Does that work in the real world? Hey, hold on. Let me mulligan. That was wrong. Let me redo the whole damn thing. No, you're a dirty old man, and now we both know it. The Silverware may have won this battle, but the war is far from over. Bested by utensils, you've fallen so far, Master. I usually prepare my jokes in advance for my stand-up. I'll be the first to admit that my improv could use some work. Ugh. Ow. What's wrong? You're holding your chest like you're having a heart attack. No, it's not my heart. It's my chest muscles. They're sore from those push-ups yesterday. Yes! Are you serious? You did 11 push-ups? How could you possibly be sore after that few? I don't know. It wasn't bothering me that much earlier, but it's getting worse and worse. You might need to work out some of the lactic acid you built up in your muscles. Just knead it out like you're making dough. Can you just massage it for me? I can't massage my own chest that well myself. Try to eat some of your food first, and then I'll massage out some of the soreness. Okay, thank you, Master. That's an awful small spoon. I can't believe she's this out of shape. She's complaining about her looks, but she isn't exercising at all. Maybe I should convince her to exercise with me. I don't want her to lose weight. I'm afraid she'll become unhealthy. Well, I mean, she's not eating a very big bowl of food. Her hand appears to be 10 times larger than the bowl itself. That might just be the camera angle, though. Lay down here on the couch. I'll be able to maneuver around you easier that way. Well, yeah, that leads to a joke. This guy was doing the Blade Runner, you know, the Blade Runner joy meme where it's the main character, and then of course they have Annie. But somebody did something, the AI did something, and it gave her this giant hand. And somebody said something that just made me laugh out loud. He said, she's not gonna give you a hand job. She's gonna give you a hand career. And I laughed my fucking ass off. I was like, oh my God. Yep, that's what it felt like when I saw that camera, just that camera angle. Damn, she's gonna give you a hand career at that point. Massive hands! Lay down here on the couch. I'll be able to maneuver around you easier that way. Alright, but fair warning, I'm still pretty tired. I might pass out on you. If you fall asleep on me, I will hawk a big old loogie right into your mouth. Ew, gross. Well, I'm not gonna fall asleep with the threat of that looming over me. Sheesh. Will laying like this work? That's fine. I don't know how sore your chest actually is, but this might be painful at first. It'll get better as we work out some of the soreness. I remember being sore from gymnastics sometimes. I don't remember my chest muscles ever hurting, though. You have to get yourself back in shape. Even if you're not in an athletics class, exercise is important. I'm going to start by lifting your arm up. You'll feel your chest tighten a bit, and then we'll work to loosen things up. Okay. Ow, God, you were right. It feels tight, and it smarts too. Raise your arm up over your head as much as you can. God, that does not feel good at all. You were right, my chest is tight, and it really hurts. Sore muscles are no joke. I remember getting drunk with a buddy of mine, and we had the brilliant idea to work out while intoxicated. We pushed ourselves way too hard in the gym because we were numb from the alcohol. The soreness I felt the next day was so bad I couldn't move. You went to work out while you were drunk? That sounds dangerous and irresponsible. Phew, those gains weren't irresponsible. This isn't going to feel great at first, but as things start loosening up, it should start feeling better. How does this feel? It's a little painful, but it does feel like it's less tight the more you work your hands. I've been thinking about what you told me earlier. You're right. Everyone wants to be desirable. I don't think your weight is a problem, though. I know I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but hear me out. How about we focus on exercising together? I'll help you work on muscle groups that are appealing to the opposite sex, like your glutes and abs. I've been meaning to get back into exercising. I quit gymnastics when everything started filling out. It just got harder and harder to do all the moves when I got heavier. Well, you grew out of gymnastics. Some women stay petite their whole life, but you put on some thickness, Petal. The problem is you're looking at it as a negative when it's actually a good thing. You've got ample breasts and a round butt, sweetie. Most men prefer your body type to a petite, bony gal. Raise your other arm for me and do the same thing. Put it over your head like the other. Oh, jeez, why is it so painful? It feels like my tendons are going to snap. After 11 push-ups? Seriously? Don't make fun of me, I tried really hard. That might be the saddest part. I haven't exercised in 2 years or so. You're right, we should work out together. It'd be good for the both of us. But only if you give me massages when my muscles are sore. Fine, but the more you work out, the less sore you'll be every day. Let's loosen up your left side now. I'm going to press into your side here. Ow, ow, yeah, it's sore there too. Be gentle. I am, you wuss. Do you seriously think I have nice boobs? You're not just saying that? I mean, I like compliments, but I don't want you to lie to me. Breasts are all about shape. If they're big but they hang down to your belly button, those aren't nice boobs. But if they're... I don't know. I disagree. Disagreement. Slight disagreement. But if they've got some heft and they're still firm with a nice round shape, then that is perfection. Yeah. I do agree with that. Like, there's women that have, like, the round, large round breasts, and they might sag, but they're big and round. Like, I like that. That's awesome. I'm not really crazy on the, you know, I mean, you can't really help boobs sometimes. They do their thing. Like, that's just what it is. And a lot of the big ones, they do tend to sag, and, you know, they keep that, like, you don't get these big, round, let's look at the aerogate style. They have the big, huge, round, like, basketball shit. You don't really get that with the big, natural boobs. Sometimes you do, but it's extremely rare. It's, like, super rare, but it does happen. So yeah, you gotta. I mean, I could talk about boobs all day, but let's get back with the thing here. You've got an exceptional balance. Don't question your tatas, Petal. Trust me. Thanks, Master. You're in better shape than I remember. I know I joke about you being old and worn out, but you look different than when you left. You know that I used to exercise regularly when I was younger. I didn't have a lot of free time to work out when I was taking care of you, Bliss, and Moon. Don't get me wrong, it was worth it. The time I spent with you, Bliss, and Moon are some of my fondest memories, and I don't know if there's a prequel to this, but I hadn't played it. Being on the road gave me some extra time, so I'm finally getting back into shape after all these years. I look better and I feel better. That's great, Master. I'm glad to see that you're doing better. Do you have an erection again? I thought that was a morning thing. Sometimes it happens whenever it feels like. Why is it like that now? Is it because of me? Hormones! No, that's a real thing, dude. Like, sometimes if there's a woman I'm attracted to and I'm close to, like in the vicinity of, you'll get like an erection. And you'll be like, oh shit, that's not, you know. It's kind of better when you're 40 because you don't get like these massive, like, oh shit, what do? I actually kind of like that. A lot of guys say, what do you mean? No, trust me, that's the best thing ever. Because then you get those semi-erections and they're not like, oh no, what do? I gotta cover my shirt or something, I don't want, you know. Because it's stupidly embarrassing. Used to get them all the time, and it was extremely embarrassing. You have no idea. I was constantly taking cordyceps, though, and it does do that. Blood flow and all that. Of course, I didn't know it at the time. It was just part of my supplement. And I was like, eh, whatever. Like, oh, is this why I have boners all the time? I just thought it was, man, I'm really horny. No, it was literally the shit I was putting in my body. Which wasn't bad stuff, by the way, just I overdid it after 5 years. Why is it like that now? Is it because of me? Damn, I forgot I'm not wearing jeans. These pajamas can't keep a secret for shit. Don't mind that. My brain is just confused. My reasonable side knows you're my partner, but my subconscious just sees a pretty girl. So, you really do think I'm pretty? I thought you might have just been saying that because you were trying to be nice. You look so different now. It's only been a year, but you developed so quickly. It's hard to distinguish you from a younger version of your partner. It's throwing the gears in my brain out of whack. It makes sense. I've seen pictures of a partner when she was younger. I'm not exactly a spitting image, but I can see the resemblance. You thought she was beautiful when she was my age? Incredibly so. I couldn't keep my hands off her, especially back then when I was an insatiable teenager with my sex drive dialed up to 11. I am glad those days are far behind me. She was utterly and completely irresistible. Am I going to have to worry about you getting handsy this week, Master? I'm a grown-ass man now, not some perverted teenager. I can mostly control myself. Shit, I've probably warped your view of me now, though. We're both gonna need help. I wish they had a therapy app on our cell phones so we could start getting help right now. You got so worried about damaging me mentally. It's sort of adorable, actually. It puts a pang of guilt in my stomach when I see you as my sexy young partner. Maybe my brain is twisted or something. I can see that you get uncomfortable talking about this stuff, but I appreciate that you're willing to with me. To me, it makes me think you respect me enough that you can share these feelings and we can talk about it like reasonable adults. I prefer honesty, even if it isn't not always pleasant, but this doesn't make me uncomfortable. I like compliments even more from you than anyone else because I know that you always have my best interest in mind no matter what. A lot of other guys just think about themselves. I mean, girls too. Maybe it's just this generation. My point is you should stop worrying so much. You better remember those words, Chica. I don't want you to start acting weird around me after we have more conversations like this one. I'll be honest with you right up until the point you start wigging out, and then it's straight to therapy for both of us. Fine, deal. Neither of us is allowed to act weird no matter what we talked about. I'm going to soak in a warm bath to relieve my muscle aches even more. Thank you for the massage. Mwah! I'll see you in a little bit. Maybe you can explore a little while I'm bathing. I didn't get a chance yesterday. We didn't get a chance yesterday. That's a good idea. I'll do that. I've got to get myself under control here. I can't believe I sprung an election while I was touching my partner. An erection, not an election. Nobody's getting elected. At least she was understanding about it and didn't completely freak out. She sure does seem to need a lot of reassurance about her appearance. Women are like that sometimes. It's strange, but I think she sees my boner as a compliment. Yeah, I think women do. I haven't seen, well, not all of them. You have to be careful, you know. You don't just go around in public. Ah, what do you think? Ah, what in the world, you crazy pervert? Put that down, what? And then some women are like, oh, you really do like me. They'll be ready to bring you home. Like, oh shit, I wasn't planning on this. I was. No. I haven't seen many girls act quite that way towards it. Let's purge these thoughts and do some exploring to get my mind on more productive things. Ah, yes. Let's think of Rome. What the hell is down here? It's some sort of underground basement. I've never been to Chuck's cabin before, so I didn't know what to expect when Petal and I walked into it. I don't remember hearing anything from Uncle Chuck about a cellar, though. This is certainly a surprise. I've seen too many horror movies. Going into the basement is always a mistake. If I find a dead body down there, it's going to ruin my whole day. Although it would be better than finding a spider. I'd rather find the spider, depending on the size of it. If it's, you know, too big and I have to kill it for experience, I think I'd be okay with the dead body. Please don't find a spider. Wait a minute. This isn't a cellar. This is an underground pool. This is incredible. How did Chuck afford this? I knew he had money, but not this kind of money. Did he win the lottery? Being trapped in this cabin for a few days might not have been so bad after all. There are a few more rooms I haven't checked yet, too. Oh, it's warm. This pool is heated. This just gets better and better. Man, what a lucky bastard. Lead me not into temptation, for I shall find it myself. Goodbye, shirt. Won't be needing you anymore. You've outlived your usefulness. Geronimo! While Petal is in the shower, I think I'll go ahead and utilize this time to swim for a while. I can shower down here and let her have the main bathroom as her own space. This is perfect. Petal and I can exercise in the afternoon, relax in the pool here, and then spend the night in front of the TV or playing games. Well, that sounds fantastic. I was mildly skeptical that this vacation was going to be disappointing for us, but it is looking like it might actually be phenomenal. I still have more exploring to do, too. I got a bit distracted by the pool. Master of Puppets, not that one. Oh, Petal, what are you doing? I thought you were going to take a bath. I was going to, but then I heard shouting. I wanted to make sure you were okay. What the heck is this place? I thought it was going to be a wine cellar or something. Me too, but it's not. It's a pool. How incredible is this? We got it for the entire week. Talk about the best vacation ever. Am I right? How are you not dead? It must be freezing in there. You're going to turn into a Master Popsicle. I almost thought it said Mr. Popsicle. It's heated. You were right, that $500 that Chuck wanted for us to stay here was most certainly to pay for the electric bill. I bet $500 is a steal. Keeping this thing heated must cost a small fortune. Do you want to join me? It does sound enticing. I brought a swimsuit just in case we decided to go to a spa or something. I didn't think there'd be one right under the cabin. Let me go change, I'll be right back. Oh, it's like some Disney music or something. That's always been one of my favorite things about Petal. She's willing to do things with me instead of just wasting away in front of a television or her cell phone. Give it time. Bliss and Moon were never as attached to me as she was. They were always too busy to spend time with me. Petal and I have always had a special relationship. She's been there when I needed her. I wish I could have provided more for her. She deserved more. Geronimo! Hey, that's my line. Give it back. Careful, the pool isn't very deep. Woo! Looks like she came in at an angle and just missed smashing into the bottom. She's a damn good swimmer. I shouldn't worry so much. Wow, it's so much warmer than I thought it would be. We'll cook like lobsters if we're in here for too long. That has got to be the skimpiest bikini top I've ever seen. That's also the brightest bikini top I've ever seen. It's flashing. It's like it's made of chrome, Chunes. It was on sale. You know I can see your nipples, right? You'd think they would make these tops with a little more padding. There is so little of that thing, it's almost as if you're not wearing a top at all. You're just jealous that I get to wear such cute outfits. I'll let you borrow the skirt bottoms if you want to do some cross-dressing later. Hey, listen to me. I'd make a gorgeous woman. A little lip gloss and some blush, and I could win a beauty pageant. These days, they'd probably let you. That takes me back to when I had some friends that wanted to do the whole drag thing. They did. They, you know, we lived with girls, and the guy said, we're going to go ahead and put on the women's clothing and some wigs and makeup and all this other thing. And they were going to go to the gas station, you know, down the gas station we had. And they walked in, they're like, hi, everybody. And we're all freaking out like I'm over here at the gas station. And, oh, man, those were the days. I've done things that are worthy of an AVN. Just let me tell you, it's the craziest shit I have done. These days, they probably let you. The outfit is cute, though, isn't it? No, it's sexy, which I bet is what you were going for when you bought it, wasn't it? Everyone always notices Bliss because she's the pretty one. I just wanted a little bit of the spotlight myself. Everyone wants to be attractive, right? I can see that being attractive has become more important to you. You're right. Bliss has the hotness down pat. But you got a beauty that inspires poetry, Petal. Bliss is the kind of women men lust after, but you're the sort of lady that they fall in love with. Ah, thank you. I need to hear things like that more often. That means so much to me. I was just thinking to myself about how my favorite thing about you is how you have this incredible ability to pick me up when I'm feeling down. As long as you can remember that you're more than just your boobs, you can wear whatever you want. I know I'm more than just my looks, Master. I just get jealous of everyone showering Bliss with attention because she's pretty. I want some of that attention too sometimes. I get it, sweetheart. I didn't mean to make you feel guilty. You can look sexy as hell or nasty as shit if you want. It's up to you. I mean, I'd prefer the former, but if you want to go the latter, not shower for a few days and, you know, it's whatever. Just, you know, wear deodorant, at least. Please, I'm begging you. Appearance certainly plays a part in how people react to you and how people treat you, but I don't want you to forget that your personality is most important. I want everyone to see the inner side of you too, the loving, caring, and the humorous side. As long as you remember how incredible you are on the inside, you can dress however you want. Thanks, Master. I know there's more to people than just appearance. I just like to be complimented on how I look once in a while. I'm also thinking of, like, I Dream of Jeannie somehow because, you know, she keeps saying Master. I haven't played this in a while, so I don't remember all the settings we did, but... But, yeah, I'm just thinking of that show. I felt ugly lately. Being here with you... They could never do that show today. I felt ugly lately. Being here with you is the first time I've had confidence in my looks in over a year. I will strive to showcase my personality more than my appearance. I promise. You have to admit, though, showing a little skin is certainly the easiest way to get attention from boys. Like moss to a flame. I don't get it, though. Why are guys so interested in boobs anyway? They're more of a burden than anything. Why do girls like abs on guys, or muscles at all, for that matter? These guns ain't bringing home the bacon. But I will go and throw a scientific reason. So... Muscles are the result of work. In men, we're known to labor. Millions of years ago, before we went to the supermarket, we had to go kill the water buffalo. And then we would chop the water buffalo up, and then we would eat it. So the women would look for the men with the muscles, because the men with the biggest muscles, they would get the most work done. They were the strongest, they could get things done easier. And it's just something that we've always liked. Now, as for boobs, boobs represented fertility. Larger breasts means, you know, oh, she was more fertile, or she'd have more children, or a larger milk, you know, more milk, something like that, produce more milk, something like that. And also, I read that the breasts were actually sort of a front butt, because men were so attracted to the butt. No, I'm serious. Animals and everything. They were attracted to the butt so much that the front chest hormones on a woman would actually grow larger to attract men. Like, that's true. I was reading that in Sex at Dawn. It's a great book. But yeah, it's considered a front butt in a way. But all primal men were like, I like big butts, and you cannot lie. Like, that was just primal men in general. We saw a woman with big round hips, you know, birthing hips, big ass. That was always considered a sign of fertility. So that's why the milk sacs grew larger in the women. And they would show, hey, look, I got this here too. See, I got this and I got this. And the man's like, well, I only got this. And it's like, so that's why they had the muscles. That's why the women are like, they want the guy with the, what was it, the six sixes. Now, I know most women don't want all that, but that's the idealized, the large dick and the big, you know, the abs or whatever, that stuff. Big biceps, that kind of thing. They're not going to make you laugh or shower you with compliments. They might be good for doing yard work or general house repairs. But wouldn't you rather be with a guy that can afford to hire someone for those jobs? That's not always the case. Sometimes a woman likes a guy that can do all that shit. That way he can spend more time with you. You make some good points. The brain sure is weird sometimes, isn't it? But sometimes women like to see their man working. Like the sweat coming off his brow and all that stuff. I actually talked with a guy that used to do ads, and he talked about how the men were always supposed to look like they've done, like, you know, the men was shirtless, sweating, right? Like, it's a hard day's work. That's what really would appeal, so that's what they would do, because women like that. Women generally like a hard-working man. Seriously, they don't actually do anything for either of us. And they're for, and all they are is for feeding babies, and that's only after giving birth. They're squishy, so they might work as a pillow. I've been there, done that. They do work as a good pillow. But if it's cold in the room, you're going to get a pillow with a hard nipple poking you in the head. I hadn't had that happen. It was cold in the room. It's just more surface area that I have to wash in the shower. I bet I'll have to use an entire extra bar of soap over the course of a lifetime just to wash my boobs. I do like to play with them sometimes, though. They're like the little stress relief toys. Really? Is that how y'all feel? Any of the ladies that are still here watching? Is that what it is? Man, I'm real stressed out. I'm gonna play with my titties. Oh, man, that feels better. And of course, they're erogenous zones, too. The nipples are erogenous zones, so sometimes you get like a little orgasm. Beep! Hey, what the heck, Master? Is that your dick? What? Where'd that come from? I didn't tell him to appear. What are you doing? Down, boy! Shit, come on, Petal. You can't play with your boobs while you're soaking wet in a skimpy bikini around a man. No, of course not. I told you my caveman brain isn't logical. You're killing me here. You're a boobs guy? I didn't know that. I thought you were a face guy or something. Every guy's a... My entire image of you has just completely changed. You're a different person to me now. I like all the parts, Petal. Boobs, butts, legs, thighs, a flat tummy, all of it. I'm also a sucker for green eyes, me too, and freckles. I like those as well. But I like red hair. And here I've been shoving my boobs in front of you all day. No wonder you've been worked up so lately. Blech! No wonder you've been so worked up lately. My bug bite, my sore chest, and now I'm in a skimpy bikini. I'm the worst. Oh my gosh, I feel bad, but this is also too funny. Now I see why this guy was making a lot of money. This is good writing. Like, this man should be making more money than he is. Y'all need to go buy A Moment of Bliss, and maybe you'll put this on Steam. This one needs to go on Steam, too. I don't know. Petal can be his, I don't know, his roommate or somebody. Oh, landlord! Landlord. be landlord and landladies for the end of time, I guess. Maybe I need to start wearing a sweater around you, master. I know your weakness now, buddy. You better watch out. You better not use your breasts as weapons against me, or any part of your body, for that matter. I swear to God I'll eat every ounce of chocolate in this house and you'll have nothing. And then we'll see who's laughing. Hey, don't make threats against chocolate. But you're right, that'd be messed up. I won't use any of my lady parts to win any battles against you, I promise. You have gotten quite a bit more confident about your appearance in the last 24 hours, Petal. All my praise is going to your head. I'm gonna have to taper back on the compliments. I might even need to deflate your head. Dare I start with the insults? You wouldn't. Phew, you were right about the hot tub. Staying in here too long is gonna cook us. I might have to find the controls to the pool and turn it down a degree or two. Are you ready to head out? Sure. I still gotta get ready for the day. My hair doesn't do itself. They've got showers down here to rinse off the chlorine. It looks like there's a sauna too, but we'll have to check that out another time.
I'm not ready for it. So hot in here!
I'll race you to the edge. Oh, you're on. Damn, she's fast. She challenged me only because she knew she could beat me. How devious. I'm so proud of her. I win. You're too slow, old-timer. I even made it out of the pool before you reached the edge. Petal, where's your skirt? My skirt? Oh no, it must have come loose while I was swimming over here, darn it. It's over here. It must have fallen off. You might have won the race, but at least I didn't embarrass myself by losing my clothes, so ha! Take that, Batman. I'm not embarrassed. This is a swimsuit, after all. The skirt was just a cute extra. Looks like the clasp holding it together broke again. It was probably on sale because it's cheap and poorly made. I tried to fix it myself, but I guess I didn't do a very good job. It wasn't expensive anyway. The bottoms of this outfit are way too revealing to wear in public. But it's fine if I wear it when it's just you and me, right? That means I can wear my banana hammock around and you won't mind? What the heck is that? I'm picturing an actual banana in a tiny little hammock, but I have a bad feeling that's not at all what it is. It has something to do with your dick, doesn't it? Yep, it's like panties for men. They call them manties, or they don't, they should. Are you shaved down there, Petal? Why are you bothering with that? Why are you looking at my crotch, master? How does it look that smooth? Are you waxing? No, I just shave like a normal person. I wouldn't mind getting that permanent hair removal laser thingy, though. I thought everyone shaved down there. Is it unusual? I don't. I like how it feels when it's smooth and hairless. You be you, sweetie. I'm not crazy, right? I mean, you prefer a girl that's shaved down there, don't you? I don't know, I think it depends on the person. Honestly, it doesn't bother me that much. I'm kind of old school, but if some woman's like, oh, you have to, I'll do it. But, you know, it's not a big deal. And it's because I've talked to women that are like, no, do not shave. Do not shave. Like, you'd be surprised. And then there's women like, oh, no, you better shave. You know, and then, of course, there's guys like me. I don't care if she shaves or not. It doesn't matter. I'm not crazy, right? I mean, you prefer a girl that's shaved down there, don't you? How about you stop worrying so much about what I'm into and go rinse off, you brown noser? Yes, sir, old captain, my captain. Off to the showers I go. Damn, that reminds me of that horrible Behemoth song. Even though that's not what that's supposed to be about. It was based on the story, but now I'm, of course, stuck with that horrible Behemoth song. Off to the showers I go. Those bikini bottoms leave nothing to the imagination. No wonder that outfit came with a skirt. I guess I can't reprimand her for not flossing. How is that not terribly uncomfortable? It's like walking around with a wedgie all day. Oh yeah. It definitely feels like that. I couldn't do it. the trends of this modern era astound. I shouldn't complain. It's certainly putting a smile on my Cyclops. I've never called it that before. I've got to get this little fucker under control. Pedal is not going to be taller than this thing if it's at full mast all the time. Once I get my jeans on, I'll be able to hide it better. Holy hell, I didn't expect to stand up and see that. She certainly can be sexy when she's soaking wet in a teeny-weeny bikini. She's got a teeny-weeny polka-dot bikini. I don't think you can sing that song anymore. That's sexist! You can't have it anymore! By decree of the Puritan people? I desperately wish I could be 18 again and pounce on a girl that looked like Petal. I can only imagine how soft her skin is and how firm her breasts are. What I wouldn't give to press her against the shower wall right now and... Hey, come shower with me! What? Hmm? Oh shit, they would ban Porky's, probably. You might want to download the Porky's movies if you haven't, guys, because they might ban them. Who knows? They might. Gah! Gotta shake loose these thoughts and get back to reality. Shower with you? There are two other showers. Why would we take one together? We're just rinsing off, right? And we both have our swimsuits on. It's fine, isn't it? I won't be able to talk to you if you're in another stall. We can wash off together, as long as you promise not to hog all the water. Was there something specific you wanted to talk about? No, not specifically. I've just grown fond of being close to you lately, especially since we haven't spent any time together in the last year. I miss you a lot when you were gone. I guess I'm just trying to make up that time now. We had a close bond before. I know you're not supposed to have a favorite, but we both know that I did. I know you don't blame me for leaving, but I do regret it. I didn't enjoy traveling as much as I thought I would. It mostly just gave me time to reflect on things I left behind. I miss the hell out of you, Petal. I miss you too, Master. I wish so much that I could have gone with you. I bet it would have been more fun if we traveled together. You weren't doing well before you left. You seemed sad. I thought the tour might be exactly what you needed, so I tried so hard to be happy for you. But when you came back, you still seemed sad. I was when I got back. As I said, things didn't go well with my comedy act.
You stink! No!
At this moment, though, I couldn't be happier. Whoops! Hold on, I did not mean to turn that thing on. Let me turn that off. Couldn't hear it anyway. At this moment, though, I couldn't be happier. Being with you is putting things into perspective for me. Perhaps I focus too much on a career and I need to focus more on my relationships. You and the girls are going to be my priority from now on. You shouldn't have to compromise. You can still try new things and find work you enjoy. I know I give you a hard time about being old, but you're really not. You have a lot of your own life to still enjoy. I want you to be a part of my life, but I also want to be a part of yours, whatever it might become. You've grown into a mature and lovely young woman, Petal. I'm proud of you. I wish you could have stayed my young and innocent little girl forever, but... Clearly that time has passed. You've matured in a number of ways. I still can't believe how much you filled out in just a year. You look like a different person. I hadn't noticed as much before, but wearing that top, it's obvious you developed an exceptional feminine shape. Why do boys like looking at cleavage so much? I didn't mean to stare. I'm not trying to judge or anything. I'm just curious because it seems to me that most guys can't seem to help themselves. Is it difficult to control yourself when it comes to, you know, sex? Do you remember when you had an allowance and if you did well on your report card, I'd give you $100? Every time I look at a beautiful woman, especially exposed cleavage or a nice rear end, I get that sensation like someone just handed me $100. Wow, so it triggers some sort of reward sensation in your brain? Yeah, but it also makes me feel guilty because I've been taught not to objectify women. So there's this internal conflict where I'm trying to be respectful but still wanting that reward trigger. Ugh, it must be tough being a guy. I don't envy that at all. Well, I have noticed that you've been looking at me differently sometimes now that I've filled out. It doesn't bother me, I was just curious. I've noticed you've been excitable lately too. Guys don't usually get excited like that when they're around me, so it feels like a compliment. if it makes you feel good to look at me, and it makes me feel good that you want to look at me, it seems like we're both winning, right? So you can look at my cleavage if you want, man. You don't have to feel guilty about it. I won't yell at you or anything like that. I like it when you look at me. I've never gotten that response before. It feels like having a lady around that doesn't treat me like a piece of shit just for being a guy. Thank you, Petal. But it's not appropriate for me to be ogling you. You're my partner, after all. Let's both try to behave ourselves as best we can. We don't want things getting out of control. Well, my offer stands. I won't guilt trip you for looking at my boobs. I appreciate that. You can look at my abs, but I charge 50 cents per glance. 50 cents? I'm not a piece of meat here. 50 cents, ma'am. 50 cents. Oh, that's maybe another 50 cents. Oh, you over there. 50 cents. I guess I'll have to get top marks on my report card so I can afford all my ganders. I hope there's an unlimited plan with a fixed rate or I might go bankrupt. Stroking my ego pretty hard today. I could get used to this. I'm always so bored in the shower. We should do this more often so you can keep me entertained while I clean myself. It's fun showering with a partner. After we exercise every day, we should soak in the pool or enjoy the sauna. It'll help us relax and ease our sore muscles. Bring some shampoo and soap next time we come down here if you want, and we can save time by just getting our showers out of the way here. We don't want to be smelly all day from our workouts. But no toothbrush, I don't need you spitting on my toes while we're here. I do have to wash my hair and lather myself with the soap, so I'm going to take a real shower. But tomorrow we can be shower buddies again. Alright, I'm going to throw on some clothes. Find me when you're finished. Mwah! God, what a slobbery kiss. It's just water from the shower. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Bye for now. God damn, that rump looks like it's about to burst. I know I told her I was going to try not to ogle her, but I can't help myself. It's like I'm possessed. I might need an exorcist. An exorcist for unwanted sexual thoughts must be a sexorcist, right? I should write that one down. The only sexorcist record thing I know is that Necro record, The Sexorcist, which I don't recommend you listen to. It's like one of the filthiest rap records in history. It's even got porn stars on it. You have got to get ahead of yourself. You can have all the fucked up thoughts you want, but at the end of the day, she's your partner, Grim. She's too important for me to take advantage of just because I'm feeling a little lonely. So we keep all this shit in your head and in your pants. Ugh, I wish there was an off switch to this stupid dick. After toweling off, I decided to go exploring some more. After meandering about for a while, I found this unusual staircase. Petal will likely be occupied for a while longer with her shower. I know her hair requires a lot of attention. Let's find out where this leads. It's unquestionably the attic, but there's no door to it. Just a gaping hole in the ceiling. I hate ladders and attics. Ladders lead to heights, and attics lead to spiders. If I run my face into a cobweb on my way up and fall off this ladder, I'll come back as a ghost, possess a lowly mortal, and scream curses at this attic until my host goes hoarse. Oh, it's a gym! And there are no cobwebs. There's a gym up here? Ah! This is the most pristine attic I've ever seen. It has a rubber floor? That's incredible. This cabin just keeps on giving. Wow! There's a whole cache of nuclear weapons up here? My goodness! Boy, I didn't... Let's just go ahead and start nuking left or... I know. It's like, there's nuclear weapons up here, too! What? $500? Where did you get this stuff? Oof, almost hit my head on the way up. I'll have to be careful when I move to the sides up here. Behind me is the rest of the gym. I cannot even fathom how the entire ceiling doesn't collapse for all this weight. It must be reinforced. I've got to call Chuck and ask him how he got the money to afford all this. Whatever it is that he's doing, I want in. If I had cash like this, I could get each of the girls a car and their own place to live. I could do so much for them. Ugh, why couldn't I become rich and famous? I'm going to let this envy fuel a workout while Petal is taking a shower. Envy might be a cardinal sin, but at least it'll help me get nice pecs. I've also got this pent-up sexual energy that I need to spend. I mean, you can send it too. A hard workout should help clear my head. They only have up to 50 pounds, so I'll have to make do with a few of these. Yeah, I stick with the 25s myself right now, 25s and the 30s. I've got 25s, 30s, 35s, and 40. Ooh, that wasn't a bad chest workout at all. I still got some gas in the tank, too. A few more sets and I'll call it a day. My manager was right. Getting back into exercising kept me busy when I was lonely, and it's helped clear out negative thoughts while I was on tour. I can't overstate how poorly my act went over with the crowds I performed for. It was a hard realization that I'm not as talented as I thought. I've been utterly and completely humbled. Master? I'm up here in the attic, Petal. You have to see this. It's incredible. The attic is incredible? Did you find hidden treasure or something? Sort of. Watch your head on the way up. What the heck? Is this a gym up here? This cabin is way more awesome than I could have imagined. Uncle Chuck must have put a lot of time into this place. It looks like he thought of everything. Hold on! This isn't a bathroom. It's a time machine! Apparently he can afford everything, too. How the hell did he make so much money? Jealousy does not become you. Look at you. Did you exercise while I was showering, or did you just get stung by a bunch of bees? Bees? Because you're so swollen. Nice one. Did you come up with that one on your own? No, I stole it from the internet. Ah, yes, joke plagiarism. There's a mat here. Is this for yoga so you don't have to do the poses on the bumpy rubber floor? I'm sure it is. I don't think I'll be doing that much yoga, though. Yoga flame. Have you done much yoga before, Petal? Actually, I was trying to get into it after I quit gymnastics. I wasn't used to my hips and breasts yet, so I kept getting discouraged because I couldn't balance well. I wouldn't mind giving it a try again. There wasn't much to watch on television while I was staying in hotels, so I watched a lot of whatever was on. You wouldn't believe how many yoga programs there are. There was never a lot else on, so I'd watch the cute girls do some yoga. I learned a lot more about yoga than I ever planned to. You want me to teach you some of it? I certainly wouldn't turn down some free lessons. It sounds like fun. It looks like there's enough equipment here that we might be able to try a bunch of different exercises. We can do something new every day. You can whip me into shape and I'll cook healthier meals for you. We'll go back home feeling and looking better than ever. I like the sound of that. I haven't had home-cooked meals in a long time. It's been a lot of hotel food and restaurants these past several months. Okay, deal. I'll help you get back into exercising and you can teach me how to cook. Sounds like an excellent partnership to me. I don't think you're going to be able to do any yoga in those jeans, though. Do you have any clothes for exercising? I'm wearing a bandeau underneath this shirt and I have on matching underwear that are basically shorts. I'll just take off my top and pants. I don't know what a bandeau is, but I think you could wear anything more revealing than that bikini from earlier, so I'm sure your underwear is fine. I didn't pack any workout clothes anyway. I can either work out in my underwear or my bikini. Alright, let me get the mat set out while you take off a layer. You get the pink one since it's always been your favorite color. You know me too well. You had to be flexible for your gymnastics, didn't you? I'm sure you've retained some of that, right? Probably. Haven't tested my flexibility in a while. I'll be the first to admit that I've become a bit of a couch potato lately. I mostly just spend my time studying and surfing the internet these days. And meal planning, sheesh. I spent a lot of time planning out my meals so I could lose weight. That's some shiny underwear you're wearing. Is that silk? I'm sure it's synthetic, but it feels nice. It's not my most flattering underwear, but it's one of my most comfortable. It's certainly not as revealing as her bathing suit, but I'm a sucker for anything that sparkles, except for vampires. They shouldn't sparkle. No, they shouldn't. I'm still flabbergasted that she's so convinced she's overweight. I'll have to probe more to find out exactly what happened to make her feel that way. I'm just sure there's a deeper reason for this insecurity she has. So this must be a bandeau. It's a strapless bra that goes around the chest covering only the breasts. Less is more in this case. Her breasts have taken on just the perfect shape. They're not the biggest I've seen, but they're certainly nothing to sneeze at. I wonder how her bug bite is doing. Oh, by the way, how is the bug bite? Is it still bothering you? I wore this underwear set because I thought it would reduce irritation. I guess it's working because I don't feel any discomfort at all. I have been worried about it. I don't know why it has me so freaked out. Maybe because I can't see it. Can you take another look to see how it's doing? Sure. I can't imagine it's changed much in the last few hours. The inflammation should be down, though. I can take a look. Thank you, Master. Let me take this thing off for a second so you can see better. Is she going to take it off right in front of me? Should I stop her, or... Could you turn around for a second while I take this off? Sure, of course. It hasn't been bothering you at all? Not since I got out of the pool. I haven't felt it at all. That's unusual. Calamine should have helped, but I figured it would still be bothering you. Maybe the chlorine has something to do with it? You can turn around now. Damn, hand bras are my Achilles heel. I have to focus on controlling myself here. So what's the diagnosis, Dr. Grimm? That's the other guy. I'm the Grim Lord, Dr. Grimm. He's some other guy on the internet, probably. Let's take a look here. What's wrong? Why did you make that sound? Don't keep me in suspense. Well, I'm sure the bug bite was just under your breast here, but I don't see anything. There's no bite, swelling, or even redness. It's gone without a trace. That can't be right. I must be missing it. Can you move your breast up just a hair so I can get a better look? You have rough hands. This is the strangest damn thing. It's completely gone. There's not even a trace of it. Do you have healing powers or something? It's gone? Do bug bites usually only last a few hours? I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. This means you can wear a regular bra again if you want. I'll be honest, I do like that bandeau thing, though. You do? What do you like about it? It's shiny, and I like shiny things. My spirit animal must be a chimpanzee. And strapless anything gets high marks in my book. The more a woman's chest you can see, the better. I'll keep that in mind. Ahem, anyway, you're all set here. I'll let you put your bra back on now, and we can get started on the exercise. We'll have to look up bug bites and see how they tend to last. How long they tend to last. Now I'm curious. I'll add it to the list. I have a lot of research to do lately. Okay, I'm all finished putting my top back on. Why don't you show me what you know so far and I'll help you get the poses correct. Based on your knowledge of yoga from watching exercise videos at hotels? Yup, trust me, I paid attention. I bet you did. Okay, I think this one is the starting pose. This pose is called prayer. I'm not sure why yoga enthusiasts always have to get Jesus involved, but praying for gains can't hurt, right? How does praying work exactly? Is it like making a wish, or does Jesus just add some of his influence to your productivity so you get extra out of your efforts? If I ask Jesus for money, does he either give me a winning lottery ticket or deny my request entirely, or does my paycheck just increase by 10%? If you pray harder for a longer period of time, do you get a higher percentage? Or does he get annoyed because you're taking up too much of his time and actually lose prayer points? God might work in mysterious ways, but Jesus is an attention seeker. I'm sure there is a prayer points cap, but no penalty for overpraying. I wonder if we'll get smoked for figuring all of this out. Anyway, there isn't much to this one. It's pretty simple. What else do you know? I know how to modify this one. You just lift your leg like this. I don't know what it's called, though. Oh yeah, I've seen this one before. Let me get behind you and take a better look at your form. This isn't bad, but you want to raise your leg higher so that your foot is resting just above your knee. This is going to test my balance. Excellent, just like that. How does it feel? It's taking a lot more effort to keep myself from tipping over. Once you get more used to these positions, they're supposed to be relaxing. I can't believe the butt on pedal now. I can't get enough of how round yet firm it is. Seeing her in these silk underwear makes me miss those bikini bottoms she was wearing. Those left no mystery to the magnificence of this ass. I have to be careful not to get another hard on. I still haven't put jeans on yet to help me hide it. Okay, what's next? Okay, so that's where we're gonna end it for now. We'll see you guys in September. With more A Petal Among Thorns. Remember, you can support the guy on Steam by buying A Moment of Bliss, the sequel to this game. So, alright guys, I am out of here.